Foreign Labor Force Growing at Nearly 3x Rate of Native-Born Americans. By John Binder on April 8, 2019. The foreign labor force in the United States is growing at nearly three times the rate of the native-born American labor force, data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, reveals. The latest BLS data finds that the total foreign-born labor force in March increased by nearly 1.6%, while the native-born American labor force grew by only 0.62%. Similarly, while the foreign-born labor participation rate grew more than 1% year-to-year, the native-born American labor participation rate remained the same. In terms of employment, foreign-born workers enjoyed about twice as much growth than their native-born American counterparts. Employment for foreign-born workers increased 1.81% year-to-year, while native-born Americans saw employment grow less than 1%. This is the seventh consecutive month in which foreign-born workers have seen more job growth than native-born Americans. Unemployment among native-born Americans, though, outpaced foreign-born workers for March, but native-born Americans lost ground to foreign-born workers when it came to the total of workers not in the labor force. For March, the number of foreign-born workers not in the labor force decreased about 1.67%. Among native-born Americans, those not in the labor force increased 0.51%. Numbers USA President Roy Beck detailed how the U.S. is continuing to issue about 90,000 lifetime work permits to newly arrived legal immigrants every month, which is nearly half of all the jobs created last month. Beck says the thousands of additional work permits granted to legal immigrants every year, as well as the thousands of temporary work permits that are issued, is an economic model under which monthly job creation can barely keep up with the number of additional foreign workers added to the U.S. population every year. Mass immigration has come at the expense of America's working and middle class, which has suffered from poor job growth, stagnant wages, and increased public costs to offset the importation of millions of low-skilled foreign nationals. 4 million young Americans enter the workforce every year, but their job opportunities are further diminished as the U.S. imports roughly 2 new foreign workers for every 4 American workers who enter the workforce. Even though researchers say 30% of the workforce could lose their jobs due to automation by 2030, the U.S. has not stopped importing more than 1 million foreign nationals every year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.